from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Yes, I went and looked it up just to make sure we were disseminating correct information. The SEC moving to ABC will have this theme. It's the new one ESPN released. And Big Ten on CBS will have this. So when Oregon and Ohio State tee it up on CBS, dude, how tight will your sports pants be when this starts?
Very.
And they show Lanning and everybody running out from under the tunnel, and you're getting ready to kick off against Ohio State at Watson. I mean, dude, come on. Come on.
They're fighting for clicks. We're fighting for wins.
So the theme song is actually CBS's, and it is synonymous with the SEC because it's so good, and the SEC's been on CBS for years. But the network said that they are keeping the song. So the Big Ten... So you're going to see Akron, Ohio State this weekend, and you're going to hear that song for Akron, Ohio State.
Love it.
Which is going to be weird.
Well, I mean, I like that it's still live, I guess.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Also on CBS on Saturday night, UCLA Hawaii.
Mm.
Does that feel weird going into the big UCLA Hawaii game?
I guess. At the same time, I know that I associate that with the SEC, but I also, if like I'm in another room, that just means college football. So like it's not going to be too jarring when the teams don't quite match. It's still going to be football music leading to football.
Is there a person you think of when you hear that? Because there is for me.
I mean, it's probably the Tebow Gators.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I think of Vern Lundquist.
Oh, okay.
I think
of like the opening montages. I don't know. For me, it's more like there's the ABC, the ESPN ABC has theirs, and I think of like Keith Jackson a lot with that. But I don't necessarily go with Vern. I love Vern, but
yeah, it always takes me right to the broadcaster. All right, time now for our Friday Grundle Thumper. All right,
let's thump it.
Well, I've got a couple things. You forwarded this on to me. I thought it was fascinating. The Arizona Cardinals of the NFL would like you to rent a casita at their stadium.
Not your typical casita.
Yeah. Well, casita is Spanish for house.
Little house.
Little house.
I mean, casa being house. I took 7 years of Spanish.
Yeah, I clearly don't know my Spanish. Anyway, they have put these together. I don't know how many of them there are. I think, is there only one? It's a, they unveiled.
I think they have a couple, but I wasn't clear.
So it's a field level luxury casitas. Or is it casita?
Casita. Singular.
Casita. 20 tickets, 10 parking passes, food and alcohol all included. And you guys should go look up the pictures. It's basically your living room at the stadium.
What they did is they took the concept of basically having people over to your house for the game with like a living room set up and also an upstairs deck set up.
So you can watch the live game upstairs.
From the deck. Or you can watch in the living room on the TV.
Yeah, you can go downstairs. They have a TV in there.
And it's like...
You can easily step through the glass doors and out onto the balcony and watch the game.
Right. It's basically like they took the walls off of like just a small two-story, two-room unit. It's kind of crazy. And honestly, it looks really cool. It just looks expensive and... Probably your view of the game isn't great.
And they have a bar downstairs. And the pictures, yeah, it actually does look really cool. It's not something I don't know why you would pay for it.
No, it's way too... What's the price tag on it again?
Considering the price, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
How much do you think something like this would go for? It's going for $26,000 to $40,000 per game.
So the only thing I'd say about that is if there's 20 tickets,
God,
then you're basically looking at like, if there's 20 tickets, you're looking at a little bit over $1,000 per person, which I know that's a lot of money, but people will pay $300 or $400 to go to an NFL game. You times that by, or multiply that by 2.5, and there you go. Like that, it's a whole different experience.
What do you gain from sitting in there?
Status. You know, you have your birthday party, you tell your friends, you take a bunch of pictures, you put them on the gram. I mean, that's what you gain from sitting there.
And that's a lot of money to watch the Cardinals lose.
Because that's the NFL's dirty secret with, like, tickets. Like, going to the game isn't that great compared to just sitting at home and watching it on TV. Like, it's really cool to be close to the action. There's a feel about being in the stadium. But being field level in football doesn't help you see the game. It helps you get close to the players. But if you want to see the game well, you should watch it on your couch.
One of our texters pointed out that the Raiders have unveiled party shacks.
Hmm. Same idea?
At their stadium. Yeah, so it looks like each space will feature all-inclusive food and beverage games such as ring toss and cornhole, a 55-inch 4K HD TV for fans to watch the early slate of games, a 208-square-foot top deck, a Bluetooth soundbar, and a retractable awning to provide shade.
I mean, sounds all right.
Oh, okay.
I need to see the pictures.
Okay, so these are outside. So this is like tailgate. And it's $20,000 per
no
game.
No chance in hell.
And each one fits.
I'm paying $20,000 to party outside the stadium?
Yeah, each one
fits. Go jump in a lake. No.
Fits up to 20 people.
I don't care. Can fit up to 200 people. I'm not paying that to stay outside the stadium.
Now, that may seem high, but according to the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Oh, they're getting a bargain?
Panos Pappas, Raiders VP of Premium Sales and Service, said there is a market for such experiences, especially in Vegas. He said, people spend that kind of money on one bottle of tequila on the strip on a Saturday night. Is it expensive? Sure it is. But there's a premium that comes with it. You're getting the full experience with it.
But you're not getting the full experience because you're not going in the game.
He says, is it for everybody? It could be. You get all your friends together and you all chip in when you get there. I mean, I don't know.
I think the concept is great for something like the casita. The outside the stadium, no way.
He said that the fans were the ones who suggested this because they don't like, you know, it's too expensive. I would never do it, but I'm sure there's a lot of people, and he's right about Vegas. People spend all kinds of money in Vegas.
Yeah.
But there's like, just set it up for me, set up my tailgate for me, and I'll come party.
And that's what it is. It's a prearranged tailgate that's ridiculously expensive.
That's pretty good. You won't see Buckley or I at either. Who are college football's youngest and oldest coaches? Wrapping up the Friday Grundle Thumper here on The Fan.
I believe last year Kenny Dillingham was the youngest. I don't know that he still is.
He is.
Is he?
Yep. Kenny Dillingham is the youngest, and he's of course,
30...
Arizona State.
Four?
He is 34. He was born in, God bless America, he was born in 1990.
Yikes.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
In fact, he wasn't even in high school when I was.
Dan Lanning is number 2
at
38.
Yeah.
He was born in 1986. If you must know his birthday, so you can send him a well wish, April 10.
April 10. I'll try to commit that to memory.
Sharon Moore, Michigan.
Okay.
Also 1986, but born in February. And then you have Ryan Walters, the guy at Purdue. He's 38. Oh, wait. Did I say 30? Sharon Moore, 38. Born in 1986. Ryan Walters, born January 1986. And then Marcus Freeman of Notre Dame is also 38. So you got a lot of young guys, a lot of under 40s. Now, how many of the old coaches can you name?
We've been losing a lot, it feels like.
Yeah, Saban's gone.
I mean, Harbaugh's out now. He was, I mean, not that he's old.
He's not that old.
But
who else do we lose besides Saban?
I don't know. I just feel like a lot of these, like, older coaches who are the more, like, program figurehead types, they're just, they're kind of fading out.
Okay. Well, I'll just give them to you. Okay.
Wait, so you want me to guess the oldest?
Is that what we're doing? Do you know who the, you can probably guess the oldest. The oldest guy. He is 72 years old. Years young.
72.
Little bloated. But otherwise, seemingly in good health.
A little bloated.
Still out there with the headset on, man.
Oh, boy. I'm going to be mad when I can't get it.
Yeah, he's the new oldest.
The new oldest.
He is entering his
What conference is he in?
He's in the ACC. He's entering his 35th season.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Mac Brown.
Oh, God bless it.
God, okay. You're an idiot.
I know.
What, bud?
I know the longest tenured.
Who's that?
Do you know the longest tenured?
Probably Kirk Ferentz.
It is Kirk Ferentz.
He's number two. He's 68.
Yeah.
Number three is Kyle Whittingham. Do you believe Kyle Whittingham is the third oldest coach in college football?
It's turning into a young man's game.
He is 64. Looks great.
Yeah.
Totally whip your ass.
Yeah, all of our asses.
Willie Fritz at Houston is 64. I don't know how many people could pick him out of a lineup, but he's a little older.
I could not.
And then Kurt Cignetti, your bro from Indiana.
Oh.
Is fifth. He is 63 years of age.
Kurt Cignetti of Google Me fame.
Google Me, bitch.
That's right. Didn't he? What did he say about that?
Basically, someone asked at like the media day, you know, for people who might not know you or your background, like what could they expect, or why are you the right guy for the job, or something like that. And he's like, I've actually been pretty successful. You can Google me. It was kind of like that.
Damn.
Yeah.
Who's the last person to say Google me when somebody doesn't know who they are? Is it like Omarosa? Isn't that something she would say?
Who's Omarosa? Should I know who
she's
is?
She's that bitch who used to work for Donald Trump. She was on the You Fired show, whatever that show
the
was.
Apprentice?
Yeah, she was on there. And then she worked in his, I think she was on his
I do
staff.
Not know who you're talking about.
You don't know Omarosa?
I don't think so.
Big reality TV star. Raging bitch.
Well.
But she's, you know, she's made a bit out of it.
Okay.
Anyway.
I need to look this person up.
You think
up
Suk
now.
Would ever say that? You think he's saying that right now up in Bellingham? Hey, who are you again? Google me.
Google me. Well, yeah, he's...
Google me, bitch.
He's said it before.
Said it before. All right, that's your Friday Grundle Thumper. Let's go. Coming up next, it's in the news, guys. New fun game, count the red flags in this story. And we have a special kind of a-hole to tell you about. But first, here's Buck.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.